Chamber world, welcome to another edition of the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce podcast. We are delighted to have you listening with us today. As we record, it's Chamber Conference Week, so it's like the waiting the Super Bowl to kick off here. Things are getting exciting. DEF CON 1 for the events department, but Sarah and I are with you again to record another wonderful episode, another wonderful conversation. We've got a really fascinating and fantastic guest with us today, our good friend Blake Dowling, CEO of Aegis Business Technologies. You've probably seen or heard Blake's name around. We were talking about this in the pre-show moments. Blake's a great marketer for his company and a showman, if you will, right? We talked about his time in show business previously. But Blake's done a great job over the years really getting the awareness of his company out there in the community and using the chamber to do that, which we're very proud to acknowledge. But Blake, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's a great morning in the capital city, and it's hot, and it looks like the stock exchange around here. You guys are busy. Congratulations on the success you've had with the Chamber Conference over the years. It's definitely a part of our annual mission to contribute and attend, so happy to be here.
Yeah, there's a little bit of buzz going around this week here in the building. Safe to say, Sarah?
Absolutely. It's a great buzz, though. This is probably one of my top three favorite moments of the year.
Yeah, it's definitely my favorite week of the year, and you know, we'll see how we're feeling when we get into bag stuffing later this week for the swag bags, but it's a good time. And Blake, you know, we're thrilled to have you with us. A lot of good things going on. We were talking earlier, this will be your 14th conference.
14 in a row.
Yeah, that's great.
I suggested to Dana you should give out a medal, you know, for 13, 14, 15. So
I'll look for that. That's kind of brilliant. I like that. You know, career achievement. Unlocked. Yeah, you get into the secret rooms next year when you hit 15. But it is an exciting week. And, you know, one of my favorite things about it is it's an opportunity for people like Blake and others to, you know, showcase their company and what they do. And, Blake, for those who may not have read your columns or seen your posts or seen your big smiling face out there talking about what you do, give people the elevator pitch, if you will, of what your company is all about.
Sure, and thank you for that. When I'm not doing podcasts and writing columns, I run a company called Aegis Business Technologies. And for 23 years, we have been providing IT support to the small business space in North Florida. It's an amazing company, and I started as a consultant actually 14 years ago, and I climbed the ladder to CEO and have been in that position for almost 4 years now. We announced it at the Chamber Conference four conferences ago, so I'm humbled, honored, and very appreciative to be here, so thank you for that.
Well, you've been doing a great job, you know, taking the reins and really just, again, elevating that profile. I think it's a great thing, and one of the reasons we wanted to have you on today was last week we did something a little bit different with our conference. Things have actually already begun. You might just not know it. Our first timers, we always do a first timers event at the conference. And this year, you know, we had so many because demand is through the roof, as you well know. We actually had the first timers event at Goodwood a week out of the conference so that people could be maybe a little bit more anticipatory and prepared for what was coming. And we had you come to the conference or to that event and talk to our first timers about what they can do to really maximize that experience. And I thought you just had a great summary of that. And we wanted to kind of dive into that along with a range of other things about sort of your perspective on the event and the company. But so if you were going to summarize what you told folks at our event, what kind of things? You had some great stories about your first time that were really great.
Well, I remember that year one, I was, as I said, I was a consultant at Aegis, and my supervisor at the time, when I did have a supervisor, those were good times. she said, "We're sending you to this conference, and you need to engage and come back with some prospects." And I said, "Okay, sure." You know, I haven't been in Tallahassee in a decade. I was off at Florida and then started my career in Atlanta in the music business, as you mentioned. And so here I am, you know, suiting up and working the crowd. And, you know, it was a great crash course into doing business in the North Florida market. And, you know, my goal and the way I approached it was put a card in everyone's hand. You know, have a 2-minute conversation with everyone in the room. And it was non-strategic and non-targeted, but for the time, I think it was very effective. I met so many people, and, you know, people that I, you know, knew from growing up and going to McClay back in the day, I reconnected with. And that first event, you know, to any first-time attendees, you know, engage during that reception, because, you know, you might have a tendency to lean at the bar with someone you know, but there's 500 people, 500 business leaders in the community. You know, work that crowd and enjoy it.
So how has your strategy changed? You're going into conference number 14. How is your strategy different today than it was that first time you attended?
Well, that's a great question, because, like I said, that first year, it was just about quantity, not quality, if you will. And as you work in this market over the years, you know, you want to have more authentic engagement and more meaningful dialogue with people. And I try to look for 10 or 12 people that I think Aegis would be a valuable partner for, not just for IT support, but for community engagement and cybersecurity consulting, whatever it might be, and try to have a conversation with those folks. And at the same time, not forgetting, not to be completely self-absorbed, but to make sure to listen to what other people are delivering and what messages they have, and to think on in the back of my head, you know, I need a gutter cleaning company. You know, I need so-and-so service. Who on this list could I engage with on the flip side? Because that's really what it's all about, when you can get that dual engagement and take a step back from your own messaging and branding, which, like we talked about, it's a really fine line between a self-promoting narcissist to, you know, a community asset. And, you know, I think at Aegis we do a good job of balancing that line. Some days are better than others, but, you know, that's really neat.
Absolutely. I would consider you at this point, year 14, a conference veteran, as we say. Do you have a good 2 or 3 tips that you could give to anybody who may be attending for the first time this year to allow them to make the most out of the conference?
Sure. You know, in business, there's always the sports analogies out there. You know, how do you prepare? You know, if you're not preparing for this, you probably won't get out of it what you think you're going to get. You have to prepare. Preparation's everything. That could be something as simple as when you arrive, looking through the delegate book and seeing who's there, or, you know, 2 weeks out, here's who's going to be here. Here's who I want to work with. Who's their leadership? Who's their management? Who's their board of directors? Who are they engaged with in the community? Are they a good fit for our mission, whatever your mission is? So preparation is huge, and attendance is another thing. You know, you might have your spouse with you. You might have your children with you. You might have your management team with you. We took everyone from Aegis 1 year. Well, not everyone. We took about 5 employees with spouses and kids, and I don't think we got anything done. We played bocce ball on the beach. That was fun. I think I almost drowned.
Great team bonding, though.
Yeah.
Great team bonding.
Uh-huh.
Yes. But, you have to find the comfort zone, right? Was that the right place to, you know, have a huge team meeting? Probably not, but because we found ourselves sitting at the same table, and I'm like, no, separate, disperse, get to know people. But preparation, 1, attendance, 2, and as silly as it sounds, have some fun. I just said, you know, don't lose track of the mission, but in smaller doses, you know, get your kids out there. When I traveled with my dad as a kid on business trips, to this day, an unnamed amount of years later, those are some awesome memories. And going to Rice Miller's conventions with him, he had a burlap bag plant in Texas. And that doesn't sound like a lot of fun, maybe, but it was to me. I mean, we ran around the hotel, ordered movies, ordered room service. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And so I got to pay it forward for my stepkids and say, hey, we're going to a dinner with Capital City Bank. Here's the room service menu. And they're like, no way. So, you know, doing that for 6 or 7 years was awesome. Now it's just Jeannie and I, and we make a point to, you know, engage our friends, but be there for your clients, be there to meet people, and have some fun. So those are my top 3.
That's a good list. I, moments like preparing for the conference, I think back to something my good friend, our mayor, John Daly, told me when I was like, gosh, I don't know, I was probably 20 years old. I've been working for him for about 2 days. And he said, you know, it's all about who thinks of you and why. And I think that, you know, when I go to the conference every year and I see people interacting across such a wide variety of personalities and companies and just all this intermingling that's going on, a lot of learning going on, a lot of ideas being exchanged, I think about that. Who thinks of you and why? And what you want to have, right, is people walk away from a conversation, whether you got the business card in hand or later they find the tchotchke in the swag bag. You want them to think of you. You want to think of your service. You want them to think of what you're up to and what you can provide for them and what value can come with it. And I just think that's critical. And clearly, you've got a good fix on that. Any other thoughts on how people can leave something memorable in someone's mind before they walk away from a conversation?
Well, Mayor Daly always gets nervous when he sees me coming. We went to high school together.
Yeah, that's two
and,
of us.
You know, I like to tell the story that he's a great juggler.
Yes, he is.
Student talent show in high school. Yeah. I mean, it's on YouTube, yeah. Too. It's pretty awesome. John's a serious juggler, so he's doing great things for our community. And, of course, I'm joking. But, you know, seeing those elected officials at the conference and our business leaders and the not-for-profit leaders, it's really special to see everyone under one roof. And to that end, you know, this year when you're talking about Schlotzkys, I can't say that word.
Tchotchkes.
Marketing.
I have no idea how to
marketing
spell that.
Swag. We'll call it marketing swag. You know, we've made everything from the suntan lotion where I have the nice pun, don't get burned by your technology. And there was the deck of cards 1 year, don't gamble with your technology. You know, I was like, I got to stop doing bad puns because maybe only I think they're funny, you know. So this year what we tried to do was do something special with a charging bag. And so the slogan, I couldn't stop myself. You know, I had to put a pun in there. Charging ahead is the message. And we put the logo of Big Brothers Big Sisters on one of the items in the bag. And in case people, like, thought it might be a misprint, like, why is this Big Brothers thing in this bag? Alva from Big Brothers Big Sisters and I, as well as Drew from Saks and Tom from Bow Stern and Mickey Moore, who have relationships with the organization, we made a video describing what we were doing. And we've gotten some great mileage out of it. It's been all over social media. It was in the Democrat this weekend. It was in FloridaPolitics.com this weekend. And what a fun thing to do. Granted, puns are great on cards and suntan lotion, but when you can step aside, we're talking about narcissism and branding and being self-obsessed, but you can put your mission in the passenger seat and put someone else's mission in the driver's seat, because we do some awesome work at Aegis, and I'm proud knowing that we're the IT support for hundreds of businesses in North Florida, but am I impacting young lives on a daily basis? You know, probably not. So to partner with Big Brothers on this and help them push their message forward in a small way just makes the day feel pretty special and makes me proud. So we're happy to be partnered with them, and that's that.
That's great. I love it when people, you know, think a little bit deeper about the swag bags. And if you haven't been to conference, you know, each one of our sponsors gets the opportunity to put something in there. And each year, as Blake has said, they get more creative and more creative. So it's something fun to look forward to when you check in. Also, as a team of staff, we get to have a little bit of fun putting them together. But when talking about fun with the conference, do you have any kind of anecdotal or fun stories that you could share? Maybe something that you learned or somebody that you met over the years that still stays with you today?
Sure, I have two. Going back to the swag, this was pretty ridiculous. Year two of the conference, I hadn't quite, as a professional and as a chamber member, put together the fact that all the swag you were seeing was a paid engagement. It was all sponsorship. So I went out and made these.
All available through our annual Total Resource campaign, ladies and gentlemen, exactly. Which launches in September.
You got to keep promoting, man. You got to keep promoting.
Part of the gig.
But I called Full Press Apparel up and I said, hey, I want to make 500 of those, you know, popping Frisbees that you like can fold into a little bag. Mm-hmm. And so I strolled into the Target print and mail water buffalo party. You see how I did that? That
yeah,
was good.
Great.
And, I walked in with this bag of Frisbees, and I started handing them out, and I saw just people's eyes start lighting up, chamber staff members like, what are you doing? You're not a sponsor of this event.
That's
like,
called the wrath of Dana.
Yeah. I'm like, well, I'm just handing out some Frisbees, you know, because it's a pool party. And you, no, go away. And I'd already handed out like 50 of them. And if you weren't there for that moment, it was pretty classic because, you know, I'm a chamber member. And, you know, you can't put me in chamber jail, but I was reprimanded.
That's what you think. No.
I was reprimanded severely. So if you want to hand out some swag, make sure you contact the proper authorities before doing so.
Absolutely.
But going back to your other question, I was sitting at a TPC Sawgrass the year it was there, and a gentleman named Andy Fink had hit a hole-in-one on the course. And he was so excited, and I did not know Mr. Fink at the time. And he sat down at the bar, and he's grinning ear to ear, and he says, "I just hit a hole in one." And I'm like, "Well, that's great. Let me buy you a drink." And to this day, he and I are still friends. He had his Alabama shirt on and started talking Roll Tide. I'm like, "I went to Florida. Dial it down, man." But you know what? An awesome engagement. You know, our families became friends. It was just awesome. And that's the type of, you know, when I talk about item three, have some fun. If you can put your business cards down for a minute and have a dialogue with somebody and celebrate with them. I mean, who hits a hole in one? I think it was a par three.
I'm still 0 for 1,000, so, you know, working on it.
But he's still got the plaque to this day. I mean, what a special moment for him. And, yeah, great to meet him on that day. So those are two stories that stick with me over the years.
Yeah, talking about stories, I've enjoyed getting to know your story over the years. You talked about your background in the music industry and everything. What can you give everybody a little bit more depth in there and tell us a little bit about how you go from working in the music industry to running a great company like Aegis here in Tallahassee?
Well, thank you, Jay, for the kind words about our brand and our business and my columns. You know, I get a little silly and excited about it sometimes, but it's a blessing to be able to have that platform.
Absolutely.
To share from the heart moments as well as silliness and puns. But as far as the music business goes, sophomore year of college, I was nominated, I think, to be social chairman of my fraternity. And that job is pretty ridiculous, you know, as far as the job description. Like, you need to meet all the other student organizations, especially sororities, and become their friend and meet their social chair people and invite them to our parties. You need to meet all the bar owners so you can have events at their establishments, and you need to meet all the artists in town so you can hire them to play these parties. And of course the t-shirt vendors and everything else, but those three specific tasks, you know, years later I found myself in the position of accepting the job with a major label artist. Because the band Sister Hazel was one of those bands that I met in college, and they were the local bar band, and I paid them $500 to play a party, and it looked like I gave them $500,000. They were so excited. Like, we get free beer and $500. Like, we'll be your best friend and play your party. And so when they recorded by the major labels 2 years later and had a number one hit with All For You, I was still their friend, and they're like, "You want to come to Atlanta with us and join our management team?" It was the equivalent of like, "You want to join the circus?"
Yeah, exactly.
My mom was really excited about this first jump. "You're not going to be an accountant? You're not going to work for your dad?" No, I'm going to go work for a band. But anyway, that's what we did. You know, we toured the country. We recorded albums, soundtracks. Spent one summer in Los Angeles, which was a lot of fun. And glad I don't live there now. but it was a great way to start my career. And it led directly to IT work, which put me back in Tallahassee 14 years ago, and that's the short version.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about Aegis, though, in the company, kind of the range of products and things that you offer your clients.
Well, say you're a professional services provider, doctor, lawyer, accountant, insurance provider. You need IT support, you need email, you need wireless, you need cybersecurity tools, you need cloud storage, you need computers, laptops, tablets. We have a comprehensive plan, which we call managed services, to take care of all of that for you. We have a Microsoft licensed procurement director, who's the smartest person in the company, and she's my wife. So, so hopefully she's listening. I taught her everything I knew about IT in about a month. And
make sure she goes on and subscribes to the podcast. You know, that'd be good. Leave a good review too.
Absolutely, long reviews. But being that trusted advisor in the small business space, providing managed services, and people don't like getting 25 bills a month for here's your anti-spam, here's your email, here's your wireless, here's your whatever. We put it all in one bill. And if the relationship's right, we package it with unlimited support. So call once, call 1,000 times, we're there for you. And it's a great model. It's worked really well for us. And most small businesses don't have the resources for a full-time IT person. Mm-hmm. So we're filling that void. That's how I like to explain it to people who look at me blankly after I say what I just told you. Mm-hmm. Say, so you're like a coder? You're a developer? Nope. IT support, like IT person, network administrator. But that's what we do. And we've had some really special things happen the past couple of years. We were named Florida Trend Best Places to Work last year. And, you know, I thought we were going to be a one-hit wonder, to use music business terms. But we did it again. You know, we're not as big as Capital City Bank or organizations like that that you consistently see. You know, we're the small business.
Presenting sponsor of our 2019 annual community conference.
Yeah, you see what I did there? That was good teamwork.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're a big employer in our market, and they're my bank. They do great work. But we're the small business. We're the 15 employees who's out there hustling every day to get the job done and provide for our employees and make sure they're taken care of. But to win that award, it's really special. It makes me proud.
What do you think is your secret to being such a great place to work? What do you think qualified you to win that award 2 years in a row? That's a huge achievement.
Well, we made a video about it. And what's cool about how Florida Trend does that, they poll every employee. So there's no me filling out an application.
Sure,
and say,
yeah.
I'm so awesome a CEO that this place just rules. You know, each employee gets to weigh in anonymously, and things like free snacks. I mean, that just goes right to the top. Like, there's free snacks here. Family friendly. That phrase gets thrown around, and what it means to each organization might be different. But like today, we were talking about Louis Posky, our COO. He said, I'm going to my daughter's first haircut. And he didn't ask me, he just told me. And that's the culture that we have. And I said, awesome, that's so cool you get to do that. He's like, I'm gonna go do a podcast with the chamber. That's cool too, Lewis.
Yeah,
that's very cool.
But hopefully that answers your question.
Absolutely. So do you think, is there anything, talking more in a general sense about Aegis and what you guys do in town, is there anything that you wish the everyday person knew more about your industry?
Whew. You know, IT, we used to have like tiers of clients, you know, where, well, there's a, you know, 10 years ago, client A might not need things as urgently as client B and that sort of thing. You know, people have lost patience mm-hmm. with their technology, I think, over the years. If your email doesn't work instantly, if something is out of whack, you know, I think people see technology as more of a miracle these days. You know, this like going, bouncing around the country. Mm-hmm. And to be more careful. You know, people click on things so often, you know, and a lot of feedback from some of my cybersecurity columns say, well, we should be more protected. Yes, some organizations don't invest in cybersecurity tools as much as others do, but you have to be very much aware. Think of it like driving. You know, if you drive down the road and smash into someone and you're not looking where you're going, are you going to blame someone else? Well, maybe. But, you know, just be safe out there. That's what I find very interesting about our industries, because people just are a lot of people being careless out there.
Yeah, we certainly live in a time where it's people, you should know. You should know by now that you need to be a little more careful out there in the world, right?
And if you don't, there's training tools available.
Oh, yeah, there are. Yeah, do you all offer tools like that or ways for people
Jay,
to find out
Well, Jay, I'm glad you asked. Yes, we have an on-demand training program. We do monthly trainings, canned trainings on a variety of topics. And we started off with a phishing test. So we see who in your office
who the clickers are.
Will click on things. We just did one for a law firm, and they were pretty much certain no one would click. 11 out of 80 clicked.
Wow.
And so that you get assigned a percentage, you know, a percentile of clicking, and you try to get that number to zero. So that's a nice add-on going back to our service delivery platform, managed services. You want to check that box, you got cyber training. And if you're getting cyber insurance and things like that, which most companies should be doing if you're not, that's a box you have to check on that application. Because they're not going to insure you if you're not training your people. So those are the kinds of things you need to be thinking about in the 2019 to the 2020 cyber threat landscape. It's crazy out there.
Yeah, that's absolutely fascinating. And you know, folks, if you want to learn a little bit more about all these amazing services, just look for Blake at the conference this week, or catch up with him afterwards. This has been a great chat, Blake. We're so glad that you came and spent a little time with us today. Talk about your company again. Great stuff, Aegis Business Technologies. Again, one of those great places to work here in Tallahassee and in the whole state. I mean, that is, as you said, Sarah, a really tremendous recognition. And folks, again, conference is upon us. We hope you're listening to this as you're driving over to Amelia Island to be with us for a few days. It's, again, our favorite week of the year, mainly because we get to see so many of our members and get to interact with so many folks who care deeply about not just their company, but their community. Because when we gather every year for our annual community conference, it is a gathering of people who are focused on the future of Tallahassee and how we can build a better community. And Blake, you're one of those people. And again, we appreciate you being with us today. It's been a great pleasure hearing from you.
Well, thank you, Jay. Thank you, Sarah. It's just great to have a seat at the table and to be a small part of our community. Tallahassee's doing some special things in 2019. And thank you for having me on today.
You got it. Folks, again, thanks for being with us. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting the Chamber. We hope to see you this week in Amelia Island. And if not, come catch us at our next event. You can, as always, find all the details on everything going on here at the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce at our website online at www.talchamber.com, www.talchamber.com. Jay Revel signing off. Sarah, another good episode.
Mm-hmm. Signing off.
See you at the bag room for some stuffing of swag later this week.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks again, folks. Be sure to leave us a review, subscribe to the podcast, and follow us on all our social media at TAL Chamber. Take care.